Wow. Hey, y'all. Welcome to Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live. I'm your host, Silk, and you are my co-host, my Diamond Dream Team. And as Diamond would always say, it takes a team to build a dream. So I want you to stop what you're doing right now. Be sure to like and share this broadcast and this podcast. Yes, like and share it, you all. Yes, it's imperative that you do so because tonight we're talking to Ava Chan. She's back to spill the beans and the collard greens. And the in-between with the side of onion ring. That's right. That's right. Okay? She's going to be bringing us the truth with the proof. Okay? Or the proof with the truth. Whichever way you want to say it. All right? So make sure that you share it everywhere. And let them know that Silk is on the air. Don't forget to download the Frank Speech app, the Frank Social app. It's two different apps. And it is absolutely free. Download it. That's right, so that we can stay connected. If you have any questions, email them, diamondsilk@gmail.com. And shout out to everyone that's joining me live there on Getter Live, Rumble Live, Frank Speech Live, X Live. Thank you all so, so much for the conversation, for being on, for chatting away. I want to say I appreciate it. I truly, truly do appreciate it. Hello, hello, and hello. Shout out to Lindell TV, RSBN Network, CTA TV, to Stripes TV, to Bless News Network, oh yes, and Eagle News Network, and all of the other different networks that's carrying the Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live Show on your platform. I want to say thank you. I truly, truly do appreciate it. Don't forget that the show is sponsored by MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, where you can get the MyPillow 2.0, the My Mattress Topper 2.0. The sheets, the slippers, the towels, the loungewear, and so much more, you all. They're at MyPillow.com. Be sure to use promo code DIAMOND or promo code TRUMP1, okay? Because he did win. We all know it, and they know we know it, all right? Don't forget about the My Coffee at MyStore.com. I always say that the best part to waking up is not being woke, but being awake with My Coffee. So don't be hasty. Go on over there and get you something tasty right there at mystore.com. Use promo code DIAMOND, that's right, or promo code TRUMP1, whichever one floats your boat, okay? The show is also sponsored by PatchThat.com, PatchThat.com. Listen, you all, the patches are amazing. Oh, yes, they are. I absolutely love them. I love the fact that no drugs, no chemicals, no medicines, none of that stuff enters my body. I don't have to ingest anything. So I absolutely love the patches. It's been working great for me. And I want you all to use them too. So you can see how it work or will work for you. It's actually money back guaranteed. Okay. They have the ice wave patches. They have the Eon patches. They have the S39 patches, S49. Incredible, you all. Glutathione patches. Carnosine patches. And so many more that I absolutely love. And you have certain acupuncture points on your body, you all. God placed certain points on our bodies for certain reason, and they don't hid it from us all these years so that we can be just popping pills like drug addicts or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So go to patchthat.com. Now listen, if you need more information or need help or assistance, with the patches, go to patchthat.info, fill out that form, and someone will contact you. All right? All right? That's what I want you all to do. Now, so much is going on today, but I want to go ahead on and bring on Ava Chan because we have a lot to go through when we're talking about what's going on up there at the university and so forth. We have the war. We got so many different things that's going on. So, Ava Chan, thank you so much for joining me. Girl, it's ridiculous with what I'm hearing, with what I'm seeing. They want us to believe all of this different stuff, but it's like it's too late. The cat is out the bag. We already know what's going on. So, Ava, once again, thank you for joining me. What say you to everything that's going on in our country?
Hi, Silk. Thank you for having me again. Because tonight I want to talk about what you just mentioned about what's going on in universities. It seems, you know, the sentiment that you observed recently in a few Ivy League university is actually spreading. Mm-hmm. Today we see more universities and protest and kind of a for the pro-Palestinian or let's say a pro-Hamas, the terrorist group kind of a sentiment is growing. But that's why I want to talk about. I want to tell you what all those means and who started this and what their goal is. And I want to link all those potential crisis to the root. Okay, so once you know who is your real enemy, and all of this are staged. So that's why I want to bring the videos that I prepared for you, and I wanted to share with you, and I want to discuss in terms of your feelings, and you, because it's about you. The communists are playing against your perception. Okay. They're a cognitive warfare. So it's really about how you feel that what you see and how you perceive. So that's why I wanted to kind of basically review the game plan of the communists. That I wanted to show a video because just in case people haven't seen this on social media or media report, I wanted you to play video 3. This is a very short clip, a large scale gathering in university, Columbia University, which one of the Ivy League universities. Let's play the video 3. Okay, so I noticed that somebody put this up on the social media. There is a lot of videos very similar to this. Some of them are more violent because you see the NYPD go into the NYU. There is a different theme, but I really want to talk about what's going on in university. There's no doubt the CCP has spent a lot of money in the universities, particularly in your top elite university. And I actually brought two public hearings. And one of the hearings was done last year in November 30th, 2023. This is the work that done by the Select Committee of the CCP. And in that short congressional hearing, they actually spit out the number of dollar amount that the CCP has spending on donations to all the universities, including those Ivy League universities. So I want you to hear first that video, and then we come back and talk. So that's video 1, please.
Video 1.
Said that since 2013, which is about 10 years ago, the PRC has been the largest source of foreign donations to universities. Do you think this, and the number is about $6 billion, what I heard today in another meeting. You think this has any correlation to the anti-Semitic and pro-terrorism protests happening around college campuses today? In other words, is TikTok having an influence with all of the things that are going on and all the Chinese money that's going into these universities? Is it having an influence on our youth in the universities with regards to the anti-Semitism that we see, the pro-terrorist activities that we see?
Absolutely.
So that hearing, there's a very quick information. First, that they mentioned about the number that was cited, given by the testimony. It's $6 billion. But I can tell you that number is very, very underestimated. Okay, so a lot of the universities, they chose not to report, and does not mean they only get $6 billion, since 2013 and across all those 200 plus universities, those big ones. There's a lot more money. But there's undoubtedly the money is there. But if you hear about what the question is, the young people's minds, what's on their minds, how they actually forming their opinion in terms of a pro-Hamas and pro-Palestinian, it's social media, right? It's where they get those information. And the young people's are actually addicted to their phones. So here, that's a question again, that's a topic again, we've been actually repeatedly talked about. It's a TikTok ban, which is good news yesterday, right? The President Biden just signed the TikTok bill, but unfortunately, it gave TikTok 9 months Okay, to basically separate to get rid of the control of the CCP. You know, 9 months, lots of things can happen. You know, including your election that has pretty much, you know, done. And also, I think the president has another 180 days in discretion that they can extend, you know, the deadline that needed. So that's a long time. And we all know that TikTok is a weapon. Okay. It's a weapon that changes your perception. And it's personalized because they collect of your data and they using AI model calculation that pushing out the individual personalized content that will arouse you, that would make you addicted to it and what make you susceptible to believe those information. So Miles Gore's revelation told us
Wait, it's something I want to circle back around with when you talk about this TikTok and when you talk about Joe Biden. It appears that he's trying to make it appear a certain way in front of our eyes, like he's really truly doing something. But I think that I feel in my heart of heart that he's doing something to benefit himself. This is for another reason that a lot of people can't really truly see right now. That's in my opinion when it comes down to TikTok. Mm-hmm.
I think you're fair. I think your opinion probably would be, you know, agreeable by a lot of Americans, just because, you know, I'm not sure whether this is still the case or not, but I heard that he basically put his campaign on TikTok. So that's one of the things that basically endorsed that platform. Otherwise, he wouldn't put his campaign, like he wouldn't open a account on TikTok and you know, basically disseminate the messages that he wants to get out to the voters. I mean, you know, I think it's fair for you to say that. But I think this is a weapon that people realize it already. Miles Gore told us, I think it was a couple years ago, when he mentioned about the strategies of the CCP. We talked at last show when I was here. It's unrestricted warfare. So CCP in the end of 1990s, which where the social media has just about starting, they were in the infancy stage. The CCP has already decided that social media, they ought to seize and control because this is one of the lethal weapons. They could put it into their arsenal of the unrestricted warfare. It's all about cognitive warfare and psychological warfare and aiming to change your perception and aiming to further divide your society. Okay, so you heard the congressional records and the hearing, the congressman, and also the person who testified at the Congress. He is a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, Miles Yu, and he answered definitively yes to both questions. One is the money that CCP has to buy, bought the influence in universities, and the second is CCP using social media to affecting those minds. Okay, so this is how the CCP get into your brain. But I wanted to mention another things because this is very interesting. You know, one of the things I don't know whether you know or not, I actually searched quite a bit universities in the United States because I want to see whether they actually have financial ties with the CCP and the globalist beyond the donation. So I find something that is very, very troubling, and I want to share with you, okay? So if you go on to the IRS, that's a American Revenue, like a tax form, if you go find their exempt, because we all know university are considered a nonprofit organization and their tax exemption status. So they have to file something called 990 form. And I went online and I searched those forms and I discovered when you're looking at those universities' total assets, I actually had a picture. I sent it to you. If you can put the picture 4 and 5 on, we can let the audience see. But the two universities I'm talking about, one is Yale, okay? Yale University, one of the 8 Ivy League universities. The total assets, they put it on their basically balance sheets. Okay. The total assets of the university is $47.4 billion. Okay. The total assets is $56.1 billion. Not this one. Picture four. If we can go to picture four.
Okay.
Not this one, the one that was the 990 forms, but that's okay. If you don't have it, I can just talk about it. It's the, on the form, it shows the total assets of $56.1 billion. But guess how much of it, okay, you can guess the number, are invested in a public traded securities, meaning stock, okay, public traded companies or other securities. Just guess how much, or the percentage, or the number, out of the 56.1 billion of the assets that the Yale University actually holds as the year of 2021.
Not a whole lot. I will say not a lot.
Okay, so this is a contrary to your perception.
I mean, really, really, because of the perception, they want to make it look like they're you know, have all of these billions. Okay. Mm-hmm. But when you talk about the stock market, you know, in so many instances, that could be a lie too, because they make it look a certain way. So I don't think that they have a whole lot in there. How much is it though?
Okay. So I can tell you exactly the number. The number is 47.4 billion. According to their balance, this is 84.5% of their assets are basically in investment dash publicly traded securities or other securities. So let me ask you, if on your balance sheets, if you don't know this is actually a University of Yale, I'm just showing you the balance sheets for you without, you know, the tuitions and anything. How would you say what kind of business this organization is in?
Right. To get this money like this right here, what type of organization are you in to be getting this money?
To have an investment. Exactly. In this amount of, this is 84.5%. There's no disclosure on the 990 forms in terms of what are the stocks they purchase. What are the other securities that they're holding? Nobody knows, but I can tell you these Ivy League all cahoots with the globalists and all cahoots with the CCP. And that's where the money comes from. Okay. So you have to ask the question.
I was just going to say real quick. So I remember years ago, this is before I got into politics, of hearing this, on how a lot of times the CCP will give and donate this money so that people from China can come and be a student in these different schools to learn, I guess, some of our secrets and certain things. I could be wrong, but that's what I remember hearing. Okay, you're smiling. What did I say?
So I can share with you, absolutely, but I wanted you to see what's at the top, what's working, okay?
Okay,
so
okay.
Ivy League University, all those top elite universities, it's a pool for elites, right? It's a pool for elites, your alumni, you know, they were, those university created lots of, you know, CEOs. I mean, look at the CEOs of like Yale University, Pepsi, you know, tons of them. Okay. So these are a circle of elites, right? So the CCP, a lot of those CCP's high official ranking officials, they want to put their illegitimate daughters and sons in those elite circles. The reason why is CCP captures all those globalists. I told you that when we had a conversation about WEF, that's 2001, okay? They want to go into the elite circle. Okay, so that is why they donate to those universities. And Miles School once reviewed that the Chinese people will be surprised to see once he published the list of how many the Chinese CCP kleptocrats' families, daughters, nieces are actually coming from those Ivy League university. You will be surprised. And those donations are kept secret. Nobody knows. Okay, nobody knows how much they gave it to it as a way of purchasing their way in. But the thing is, CCP not only doing that to put their kids in, they have a goal. Their goal is to seize this elites. Elite capture is real. And university is such a great place for them to do it. Okay, and because people are less alarmed, right? This is not typical spy operatives, you know? But CCP exactly turning that into it, because we know that the CCP has tons of the tentacles For example, one of the United From organization, United From is a basically intelligence operative organ of the CCP. So yeah. It has an organization in almost every university. Every university in the United States would have one. It's called Chinese Students and Scholar Association. And yep. This nonprofit organization, like a Fanfan, you know, you remember a Fanfan and Eric Swallow, right? So, yeah. And Fanfan was a student, and she was the president of the CSSA, and she had a really a close connection with the ambassador and a consulate in the Chinese ambassador and consulate, and she's taking orders from the CCP. Exactly. So CSSA, but I wanted to say not every Chinese students are actually spies. Okay. So a very,
right. very, oh, but this very, is how they very, infiltrate. Yeah. This is right. how they infiltrate the system. This through the different schools and different things. They put whoever they need there to go in and do whatever they need to do. And they've been doing this here for decades. Okay. Go ahead.
That's right. So the CCP put some of the spies, trained spies, few of them on the ground, and they started recruiting other students because a lot of students are naive. They don't believe, they don't know what's going on. Okay. So they're thinking, oh, this is a Chinese. They speak Chinese. They must be nice. So, so they fall those traps, and not only just the Chinese students, but overall, these are the grooming grounds for potential spies. Okay, so they recruit and they cultivate through that CSSA. But on top of it, you know, they actually working to purchasing those people who are in decision-making positions. Deans, you know, remember the Harvard chemical dean was recruited by the Southern Talent Program. Remember, I think his name was charged, indicted, Charles Lieber, right? And he was actually paid by the Chinese Communist Party, by Chinese university. He was hired and offered a full year salary as a professor, but he only has to work for the university maybe for a month or a couple of weeks in a year. So these are the Southern Talent Program to basically hiring those decision making faculty members. Okay. And also on top of it, as I mentioned, if you look at Yale, and I give you the number of Harvard is very similar to Yale. If you're looking at their total assets on the balance sheets, the total assets of Harvard is $72.6 billion. And guess what's the percentage of their money invested in publicly traded securities or other security? So what's the percentage?
About 84 or 85% too.
Yeah, you're very close. They're 81.3. Mm-hmm. So that means there's $59 billion. Dollars of United States dollars are invested in publicly traded securities or other securities. So no wonder people saying they're no longer university, they're hedge fund. So what happens if people worship the place is supposed to basically look at their coat of arms, right? Yale is saying light and truth. Right, it's called it's a Latin word. I'm not pronouncing it right. It's called Lux et Veritas. So that means light and truth. That's coat of arm for Yale, but for Harvard, it's also about truth, right? Veritas. It's their coat of arm, written on their coat of arms. But they're no longer pursuing truth and wisdom. They are actually because they're financially connected and rewarded by those evil CCP and globalists, because I bet you they all invested in those things. And because we don't know the disclosure, but if we know, but it's wrong for a nonprofit getting the tax exemptions, you know, not paying tax, but having this amount of assets are actually invested, you know, in those globalist ventures. So that's something I want American viewers to think about. Can you call them an education institution anymore? Or are they in the business of hedge fund investment or investment fund? Right? So this is something you have to think about. Mm-hmm. There is reason. There's a consequences. Okay. When they so intertwined financially with CCP and the globalists, there's a consequences. Now I want to bring you the consequences. This is where what happened on Saturday. On the past Saturday, on April 20th, on the campus on Harvard. Okay, so the Harvard University and the Chinese ambassador at the United States. His name is called, his name is Xie Feng. And he actually went to the Kennedy School in Harvard and delivered a speech, okay, on Saturday. However, his speech was interrupted three times, okay? And I have a video, and I want you to see this video. And the people who are sitting in the front row, there is a gentleman wearing yellow suits. I want you to pay attention to him, because in Xie Feng's speech, Xie Feng acknowledged him and acknowledged him. He was the former, the founding dean of Harvard Kennedy School, and his name is called Allison Graham. Okay, Graham Allison. And I want you to listen to that video first, and then we come back. Okay. And that is video number four.
Video four.
Founding Dean, Professor Allison.
Xie Feng, you've come to paint the illusion of a prosperous China, but your hands are painted with blood. You've robbed the Hong Kongers of their most fundamental freedoms and devastated their democracy. Now, my country, Taiwan, you sought to do the same. Devastated their democracy. Now, my country, Taiwan, you sought to do the same.
On Saturday morning, we had a group of Harvard students and other youth activists able to take seats in the audience. And one by one, as Ambassador Xie Feng was giving his speech, these activists were able to stand up and disrupt the event.
Student Tibas, how can you be here when the Chinese government is in direct contravention of every human rights law in the world?
So
nobody reported. Have you heard anything coming out of this event? This event was disrupted, but there's no mainstream media ever picked this up and reported. And you wonder why. And I don't know what's your first reaction, because you wanted to say something. I'll let you go first.
Okay, real quick, because I'm thinking that when I see this right here, these are the people that's against what they're truly doing there in the schools. These individuals that's standing up like that, they know what's going on, okay? They know that they're being used as a tool to push the CCP agenda. They already know that, and they're going off and just letting everybody know what that man that's standing up there talking, what he's really truly there for, and what they really truly represent. So, and I was like, "Ooh, this is deep right here," but I didn't hear absolutely nothing about this here on nowhere. This is my first time seeing it.
Mm-hmm. So the three, if the audience heard what the three basically protesters stand up and yelled at, they were basically saying, "You shouldn't be here." Okay, the CCP, the Chinese government, is the biggest violation of human rights. Free Taiwan. You came here with basically lied to us. You painted an illusion of a prosperous China, but actually, no, that's not the case, right? So the first girl, she's from Taiwan. That's why she said, "You devastated my country, Taiwan," right? So that's what she yelled. And she was pulled out aggressively by a very young man. Did you notice that? A very young man wearing a suit. And he was not a security. And later on, I'll get to him. But let me finish the story. And then you later on heard another girl stand up, and she was from Hong Kong, and she said, "Free Hong Kong and free Uyghur." You know, all those genocide and concentration camp that happening, these are all real. And then she even, because that part I didn't put it in, but she even said about organ harvesting, about all those horrific, heinous crimes that committed by the CCP. And also the last gentleman, he raised a Tibet flag and say, "Free Tibet." And the Chinese government has done everything in contravention with, what we hold dear, as we call them, universal values. So this has happened. And in the speech of Xie Feng, Xie Feng was continued after those three individuals was cleared it out from the venue, and he gets to continue. Okay. And one of his speech, he mentioned something about a survey that was done by Harvard University. And according to the survey that was done by the Harvard University, that over 90% Chinese are happy with the Chinese government. Okay, that's in Xie Feng's speech. I know, I know the look of you, that's the same thing. But I want you to hear this, okay? This has been debunked. I bet Xiefeng did not know this. That is why I brought you a congressional hearing the same day, November 30th, 2023. And I want you to hear this from the testimony of Miles Yu at the congressional hearing. So let's play video two.
And many prominent universities, like Harvard University, for example, they conduct a survey on behalf of Chinese government to prove that 93% of Chinese people support the Chinese Communist Party. So use Harvard's prestige to support the Chinese propaganda. Harvard University didn't really do that research. Harvard University subcontracted a Chinese firm based in Beijing to do that. So this is basically a disgrace. You can see the Harvard administration's cowardice in the context of Hamas atrocities. That's just the tip of the iceberg.
These people are like whistleblowers. That's what it reminds me of. These people are like whistleblowers and just spilling it all is what it looked like for me. And real quick, it also reminds me of the perception that Biden is trying to portray while they got President Trump all tangled up there in court. Now Biden is trying to go around to little events and different things and just mess everything up and try to make it look like he got all of these people out there and it ain't nothing but a handful. But it's the perception that they're putting out there. So it's good to see people speaking up about this. Okay, go ahead.
So if you want to bring the picture three, it's actually an ex post that Xiefeng is put on right after that event. So that event that I just showed you happened on April 20th. Yes, that's this one. Uh-huh. So, and Xiefeng is the ambassador, you know, Chinese ambassador in the United States. And so he tweeted the next day. And he's basically giving a lecture and he's saying that democracy is not an ornament or a show. It should be about solving real problems for the people. From day one of its funding, the CPC, which we call them CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, is the champion for democracy. Oh my God. It couldn't be far from there. Ours is whole process people's democracy. What does the whole process people's democracy mean? It is a democracy in both process and outcome, a combination of both procedural and substantive and direct and indirect democracy. It is a people's democracy in nature and at the same time represents the will of the state. So the will of the state. So finally, the admitting it's not a democracy. The Kennedy School's decade-long survey in China showed that over 90% of the Chinese people are satisfied with the central government. Okay, so now I want to show you the survey, okay? So this is the survey. If you can bring the picture one first. Picture one is the survey cover that the Harvard University, the Kennedy School, and underneath it, there is a institute they call Ash Center. And so this is the cover page of that report that published in 2020. It titles as Understanding CCP Resilience. Okay, surveying Chinese public opinion through time. So now you wonder, oh, is really the survey done by Harvard? How, if this is true done by Harvard, how can 90% Chinese actually really satisfied with the Chinese government? Because you all know, we're already chanting, the Chinese people had enough of CCP and we want to overthrow them. So I can tell you this is all fake. So next picture, if we turn to the fourth page of that cover page, that survey. So under the heading of On Authoritarian Resilience, so this is funny because the cover, it says Understanding CCP Resilience. And here it says Unauthoritarian Resilience. So in other words, that the Harvard University, the Ash Center, is actually agreeing that the CCP is an authoritarian regime. Right? But underneath, and underneath the footnote, it's a very tiny font of the footnote. And I enlarge it for you. It says, the survey referenced in this brief was designed by the Harvard Ash Center for Democratic Innovation. And this is very important, and implemented by a reputable domestic Chinese polling firm.
Yeah.
So this is a longitudinal study. They collected data from 31,000 survey participants from 2003 all the way to 2016. But I can tell you, just like everything comes from The CCP controlled China. Everything is fake. Okay.
It's, so look, including, I was going to say, go just ahead. With the polling right now, when it's, you know, the presidential polling, you got Biden, he may have 39% and Trump may have 50 something, but I'm like, who's the 39%er? Who's okay with this? And I believe when I look at this stuff, even though Trump is ahead, I believe that a lot of stuff is fake to make stuff look a certain way, to make it look like he's still in the running. So, hey, is the polling, the Chinese polling, is that also being, are they also the ones that's doing the polling for the elections here in America too?
So I don't know that, but I can tell you, yeah, Chinese people never had an election, but we know that the San Francisco, they had elected, you know, a recent immigrants, which is non-citizen, to be the election commissioner, to serve as election commissioner. That's happened in San Francisco. I'm not sure in other states, but they had a people. Yeah.
They put a Chinese nationalist who just got to the country a few years ago over the election there in San Francisco. Was it a year ago? That's right. Was it a year ago?
No, I think just to this year, just to actually a few months back just then. They just elected the very first non-citizen, basically, Hong Kong residents. She just came Hong in, Kong I think residents. It was... Yeah. Yeah, she came in to study as a graduate student, and then she works for a nonprofit. It's called CAA, short for CAA. It's short for Chinese Affirmative Action, and in my show on the weekend, I expose a lot of those fundings, and they were funded by a lot of the CCP and the globalists. And this is another thing I want to tell you. A lot of the universities right now, if you see a lot of those universities protests, whether it's NYU, whether it's Columbia or Yale or Harvard or whatever, Texas, they're basically spreading. I want you to understand, this is the communist way of creating an illusion, because you have to all remember what this is about. Okay. So there's a very good program that done by Frank Gaffney. I'm not sure whether you're familiar with Frank Gaffney, the President Danger Committee and the Security for the Center for Center for Security Policy. So today he actually did a very good program, and he invited the senior analyst for the Homeland Security and counterterrorists from the Center for Security Policy, and his name is Kyle Schadler, if I say his last name correctly. So the question from Gaffney, Mr. Gaffney, was about a recent protest, including those ones that happened on campus. But also, if I take you back to maybe 2 weeks ago, April 15th, remember that day? There were so many blockades, protests, pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas protest blockade. For example, the airport in Chicago and Seattle, or even in New York Highway. And that day, April 15th, right? So based on what information Kyle shared with Mr. Gaffney, they find a group that was responsible for all those blockade activity, including what's happening on campus right now. Okay, this group is called A15 Action. This group. It's called A15 Actions. A stands for April. So they call for April 15 Actions. And April 15 is America Tax Day. Okay, so it's America Tax Day. But it's also a lot of people saying that it's an attack on Christian, because if you recall, in 2019, April 15th, Notre Dame was set on fire. Okay, and also on April 15th, there's one bishop in Australia was stabbed when he was deliver his sermon. Okay, and later on he survived because he held on to the cross. You probably already know. And so a lot of people say they're attacking on Christian, but doesn't matter what they're attacking. I can tell you who they are. Okay, so who is funding this A15 Action? And they're the same group of people. Actually, a lot of the individuals showed up on the protest. They are the same individuals that attended Antifa and attended the BLM. If you recall, that's from 2020. Yep. So They're the same group of people that behind them. Again, it comes back to those foundations, to this non-GOs that funded a lot of most kind of a leftist, communists, basically movements. Okay, so I can name a lot of them, but a lot of them have to do with the CCP. One of them I can think of is they named a foundation called Tides Foundation, T-I-D-E-S Foundation, which has a lot to do with John Kerry and John Kerry's wife. Okay, but I can tell you, Tides Foundation, a lot of people donate to Tides Foundation. They're coming from the CCP and a globalist organization. One of the very famous CCP guy that Miles School has reviewed is Neil Shen, Sequoia. Okay, Sequoia Capital. Sequoia Capital, truly influential. They control 1.4 trillion assets, those companies listed on the public stock exchange. And that's all, they control basically 22% of the New York Stock Exchange companies. Okay, that's value about 1.4 trillion. So that's a Sequoia Capital, which is an investment company. That's one company, okay? And the head, before they divested, you know, strip it from China, that was last year, and his name is Neil Shen, but his influence lingering on, okay? So these people are co-opted, those Western elites, you know, and they're all in business with the CCP, and they are doing this. They're funding all of those. Yeah, they're funding it. So the reason their goal is, their goal is to basically create a more social unrest. But very fundamentally, they're working on your brain. They're working on your psyche. They want you to believe, because it's all about creating illusion of widespread public support. Okay, they want you, American, to believe that a lot of Americans are supporting Hamas, which is not true.
Right.
Okay,
and Americans are supporting that.
They don't support Hamas.
I'm also seeing here that a lot of the protesters, they're not even students at the school. And when I look a lot of and when I look at the videos, the videos look so fake to me. It's, I said, these are actors and actresses. They can't understand. They can't see what's going on here. I guess people don't have the spirit of discernment like I do. But I'm like, these people look like they're paid protesters. How all of a sudden, you know, all of these different campuses just start all of a sudden. Now you got to close down one of the campuses. Then you got Mike Johnson going there, going to speak. Oh, if you do this, we're going to do that. But he can't take his old slow behind down there and say to Jim Crow Joe Biden to close the border. I mean, it's just stuff don't make sense. Stuff don't add up. We got to connect the dots, and that's exactly what you're doing here. This stuff is staged, and the perception they want us to see and believe is what you just stated. They want us to think that all of this chaos is going on. This is another election year. This is what they did in 2020, what they call the summer of love. And they're doing it right now, just trying to drum all of this stuff up, in my own humble opinion. Okay, go ahead, Ava.
They want to create the illusion of the support. And most important, this group is also wanted, because think about those blockade, you know, at the Golden Gate Bridge, you know, in San Francisco, or whether in highway, or, you know, the airport, or in Canada. They're not just in America. They're across the Western countries, in Canada, in Belgium, in Ireland, Netherlands. They're about happening at the same time. This time, they don't call Black Lives Matters, but they call pro-Palestinian and pro-Hamas, okay?
Hamas,
but the goal are the same. The goal is to create a social unrest and to disrupt your economic economically. Okay, so because they know you want to break down capitalism, and your strength as a capitalistic nation is building on your massive commerce, right? Is building on your capacity to produce. So this is why they want to disrupt you, because if you go back to decades ago, like even seven decades ago, look at the old communists' script, how they planned at that time in 1950s, 1960s, you know, the Black Panther movement, the communists' publications, exactly the same thing. They want to disrupt you commercial-wise, right? So that's why they're taking over those ports, they're taking over those railways, they're taking over highways, and they bring down your bridge. You know, our intel that I shared last time, the bridge was the Baltimore Key Bridge was a terrorist attack. And we planned that way. So more chaos and fake illusions, and they want to work on your site with a lot of people. Yeah.
Just think about this real quick. Our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, okay? How is it that all of these people are all of a sudden here at these campuses and everybody is just fighting against each other? We're here in America, but we got all of these different individuals that's supposed to, I guess, be entrenched as if we really live in Gaza or live in Israel. We live in America right here. So why don't they take, if they want to fight, why don't they take the fight over there and get out of America? People better wake up.
Yeah. So what they want to try to do is trying to you know, overwhelm Americans so you lose your confidence. You know, if you believe them, you would say, "Oh my God, my country is so mess. You know, this is bad." They want American people to lose confidence in your own system. Okay, so that's what they want. They want to break you, and that's cognitive warfare. And today I actually saw some videos. The journalist was interviewed two students at the NYU, and the reporter asked him, "Oh, why are you here? What do you think? What you wanted to achieve by coming to the protest?" The girl said, "I don't know." The girl said, I saw I would just come here and support. I don't know what, NYU is doing. And she's asking the other students, they don't know. They were truly fooled and deceived, you know, but there are paid actors there. They know exactly what to do because they were actually given the task. Right. But a lot of people just don't know. They were thought, you know, something going on, and the curious, and they ended up being chanting and collecting, you know. So this is a mass mobilization. But I want people to know what's going on here. So I want to play a video 5. That's Miles Gore's revelation about who is really behind Hamas, who is really behind Iran, and who is really behind the Palestinian. So let's video 5.
哈马斯, about Hamas, Palestine, and Israel. Think about it. When did I say something big would happen in the Middle East? It's one of the critical territories the CCP has been working on over the years. CCP supports Iran, Iran supports Syria. In Yemen, Iran has its own armed forces. Iran is also helping the Palestinians develop weapons. CCP is behind all of this. So geographically, Iran and Syria are here. Israel is here and Palestine is here. Yemeni Heights, Yemen and Syria. And also here is the Strait of Hormuz and the Golan Heights. Think about who's attacking Syria and who supports Syria. Israel seems very powerful, right? They've also been preparing for it for a long time. They have thousands of missiles, rockets, more than 10 times more tunnels. But why didn't Mossad's intelligence system didn't notice it in advance? They didn't. Who is supporting the other side? It's Iran and the CCP. Israelis are the largest technology supplier of the CCP. The Israelis didn't even know who their real enemy was. Right? So actually, the majority of the CCP's digital currency and blockchain technology was from Israel. 5G technology, cyber tech, fintech, space technology, aerospace technology, a lot of them are all from Israel. I've told a lot of my Jewish friends that one day they're going to realize that the people who are going to harm them the most are the CCP. Many people in Wall Street, Hollywood, and Silicon Valley, including Zuckerberg, have not yet understood this, nor the leaders of social media platforms. Eventually, they're going to find out that the most damages to the technology industries and the shameless Hollywood will be from the CCP. It's not that I have any intention. This is my understanding from the bottom of my heart. Because I know what the CCP is capable of. The CCP doesn't allow anyone in the world to have equal power to compete with them.
So this is really the CCP. So that's why I wanted to let you know. You would pay a hefty price if you don't know who is your real enemy and who is really your friend. So right now, everything you see is really fanned out by the CCP and purposefully designed and lumped in what they call unrestricted warfare. And they're very specific in terms of how they're going to bring down America. It's not a kinetic war. They want to bring you down by weaken America, by creating chaos, by foment destruction of United States from within. Okay, so this is exactly happening according to their design. But very unfortunately, there's a lot of elites in your system are still not seeing that. They don't know who their enemy is, and they don't know who their friends is. So they are doing a lot of damage to a system. But I want more and more Americans are waking up so you can put pressure into the system, because you have the best system in the world, and that's the hope of humanity.
That's right. I have time for this last video. You want to play video, Sid? Real quick, I got 2 minutes.
Yeah, okay, let's play video, Sid. Okay.
I can assure you of it today, February 7th, 2023. With this video. Remember this. No one else in the world but me understands the tactics of the CCP, aside from the CCP themselves. These have been their plans for many years. Unrestricted warfare, BGY, and unrestricted tech warfare. They've planned to launch a series of unrestricted trade wars against the West before the kinetic war begins. It is called the unrestricted trade war, together with the unrestricted financial war, which will disrupt the supply chains, destroy the financial market, stir up social turmoil, spread illicit drugs widely, and instigate political gribbles and infighting. This is what they called foment weakness, foment chaos, and foment destruction, the 3F plan.
And now you have Christopher Wray and them out there. You have them out there talking about an imminent threat from the CCP, a terrorist attack against our infrastructure. Go ahead, Ava. I got 30 seconds.
Okay, so this Saturday, I'm going to go in depth into the unrestricted financial warfare. Okay, so I will going to talk about digital currency, and I will talk about debts of America's debts. And so I have a lot of information in depth on the Saturday. So if you wanted to learn more about the tactics of the CCP, of the unrestricted financial warfare, please tune in on Saturday from 12 Eastern time, New York time, 12 to 2. And I'm on Rumble with Life from America TV. It's LFA TV. So thank you very much, Silk.
Thank you so much, Ava, for being on the show. You know I got to have you back, because we're going to have to talk about that too. So thank you so much, darling. God bless you. Wow.
You too.
Incredible. You are. I love whenever Ava come on, for the simple fact she brings the proof with the truth, y'all. It makes total sense. It makes total sense. Now, we have the border wide open. All of these people coming in over here, we don't know who the hell these folks are, all right? They're coming in over here. Now, all of a sudden, oh, y'all, beware, okay? There's an imminent terrorist attack. We're looking for the Chinese, for the CCP, to take and infiltrate our infrastructure, all right? It's going to be an attack here. It's going to be an attack there. But they got the border wide open. Don't care about that, but want us to be on alert for a terrorist attack from China or from the CCP. It is ridiculous. You all pay close attention. When I look at these different videos that everybody's posting, I'm like, this stuff right here is totally staged. And the perception that they want in our brain, you all, is like, we're going to be at war. We right here at war. Now, we sitting here, we fighting back and forth, Hamas, Palestine, Israel. We fight back and forth, but we live here in America. Huh? It just did not make, it don't make sense to me. Okay? I am an American citizen. I'm concerned about America health and wealth, all right? We were founded on Judeo-Christian values, and that's what I'm concerned about, okay? When I look at Jim Crow Joe Biden and how he done sold out to the CCP, $1.5 billion to his son Hunter, nobody want to talk about it, huh? They bring out the receipts with all of this foreign, this money changing hands and so forth. Oh, and then they take and stick these people in our schools, all right? Indoctrinate our children with this sick ideology, okay? And then want to say, all right, you all, okay, this is what you're going to have to do. Then they take and they pay these people off. They just pay them off, you all, to go out there and act like fools, all right? Now, would any one of them be arrested and locked up in the DC gulag for 3-4 years with no due process. Huh? I just wonder. Probably not. Perhaps not. But anywho, what we're going to have to do is pray about it, you all. That's why every day at 11:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we stop what we're doing and we pray, okay? I pray for you. You pray for me. We pray for each other. Pray for President Donald J. Trump. Pray for his family, you all, and pray for God to heal the land. So in the meantime, and in between time, I look forward to seeing you next time right here on Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live. Bye-bye.
Diamond and Silk.
Mm-hmm.
Join us Monday through Fridays, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on frankspeech.com, Lindell TV, with Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live.
That's right.
Oh, it be going down over here.
You know
that's
it.
Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Uh-huh.
Hey.
Hey.
We want to see your face.
Your face.
In the place.
Boom.
Forget about Brave Care, you all, where they break down healthcare barriers to save you time and money. Mm-hmm. Go to bravecare.com, use promo code Trump1 to sign up for your first bundle. If you're having problems when it comes to these hospitals, when it comes to these doctors, it's not just about the pandemic, it can be about anything. Bravecare.com, use promo code Trump1 to receive a discount. Also, don't forget about the Hypochlorous body spray.
Yes.
If you want to keep pathogens, viruses, and bacteria at bay, go to cbspray.com and get your Hypochlorous spray. If you haven't gotten your potassium iodine, if you need hydroxychloroquine, or if you need ivermectin, go to drstellamd.com.
Yes.
And we've been talking about the circulatory system or how it affects and impacts everything. Go over there to the Dr. Artist Show, mm-hmm, and pick up you something for that. Everything, use promo code Trump1. Now listen, I know what everything I said. I don't want you to get a little hasty, but mm-hmm, I want you to go over there and get you some tasty at mystore.com. Get the My Coffee, the pods. They are available. Even get you a nice coffee cup. You can get that at mystore.com. Use promo code Trump1, mm-hmm, to receive a discount. That's mystore.com.
Right. I say the best part to waking up is not being woke, but being awake
with, with my coffee. I love it, y'all. I love it so much. But also, don't forget about mypillow.com.
Yes.
Use promo code Trump1 to receive up to 66% off your entire purchase over there. Don't forget about our book, UprisingMyStore.com. Promo code Trump1. Don't forget about our bumper sticker and our t-shirt.
Yes.
It took 2,000 mules to install one jackass. Mm-hmm. DiamondandSilk.com. Use promo code Trump1 as well.
Yeah.